Nolte, Desperate Disney Busted for Staged Mandalorian PR Hoax with Pedro Pascal. By John Nolte on May 19, 2026. The Disney grooming syndicate got busted Sunday after trying to pass off a staged event as a surprise moment for a random group of Star Wars fans, as though Star Wars fans still exist. You can watch the hoax below. As you can see, Disney wanted us to believe that a group of unsuspecting customers enjoying the Star Wars Galaxy's Edge ride at Disneyland got the surprise of a lifetime when Mandalorian and Grogu star Pedro Pascal showed up. Except, those were not an unsuspecting and random group of Disneyland guests. The far-left Hollywood Reporter explains. As quickly spotted by online sleuths, the people consisted of Star Wars bloggers, influencers and fan creators. The revelation has led to some backlash against the studio, which has leaned heavily on influencers in recent years to generate hype ahead of releases. One fan site wrote, "The backlash surrounding the Pedro Pascal Disneyland stunt taps directly into a growing problem for Disney. Audiences no longer trust the company's marketing." Naturally, the sycophants at The Hollywood Reporter then rushed to defend Disney. To be fair, Disney never claimed the group were random tourists, and the influencers lent plenty of transparency to the matter by eventually posting their own accounts of the moment. Right. Watch that video again. Nowhere in the video or the caption are you given any hint that those surprised by Pascal are anything other than a group of lucky, random customers. Instead, it's the usual group of suck-up retards desperate to express their undying love for all things Disney, no matter what, which might not make them a random group of customers but does make them future Hollywood Reporter staffers. Yes, this is how desperate Disney is. This is how worried the groomers are that the box office projections will prove true and The Mandalorian and Grogu will tank this weekend. But it's more than that. Ask yourself. Why didn't Disney do this right? Why didn't Disney have Pascal stand there for an hour or two to surprise group after group of real customers, rather than their suck-up plants? Imagine the video that would have come out of that. Well, the video that would have come out of that is what likely scared Disney into staging this hoax. Disney has done so much to alienate, insult, and dismiss true Star Wars fans that you can see one of those former fans using this opportunity in front of Pascal to speak out while capturing it on his own camera and then releasing it online, and then having his backlash video smother Disney's hype. To cater to the woke Gestapo, Disney deliberately annihilated all the goodwill that came with the Star Wars franchise. And without that goodwill, Disney simply cannot risk contact with normal people. So, the Disney whores were brought in to whore themselves out, which they are always happy to do. As of today, The Mandalorian and Grogu is expected to open over the four-day Memorial Day weekend at around $80 million, which would be a disaster, a record low for a Star Wars movie, lower than Solo, which flopped. Teehee.